Sunday and it's actually really nice outside. I think it's just been so dark and rainy and stuff for so long. It's nice to have weather that doesn't seem to be mad at me. I'm nervous to know you, though you've been mine longer than any love had the pleasure or misfortune. I didn't intend to build a house on your head, filled with my hardest days, where the thought of you and our imaginary conversations hang happy, seen by you for the very first time. This is where I live. This is where I lie, that I know the one who has been mine. I recite your coffee order as I paint myself into the women you like, based on throwaway thoughts that you thought I didn't hear, and a faded memory of your ex that I cannot recall without wine and rage. This is where I hope you'll be all I imagined. This is where I hope you'll be the man you've never met. This is where I'll get all I ever wanted. Until you knock on the door, wearing the skin of the one who has been mine. But you are a stranger. I think sometimes you have expectations of a person that are kind of built after you see them or you spend time with them, and you think, I want to be with this person, and you get ahead of yourself and you start imagining, you know, all these different scenarios, you know, all the different kinds of person they'll be, and most of the time it leads back to them being what you need them to be, what you need from a relationship. But the simple fact is, not everybody's going to be like that. Not everybody is going to follow along with the way that you have created them in your mind. It's just not realistic. So I think sometimes when you've liked somebody for a very long time, loved a almost fictionalized version of them, it can be terrifying when they finally are yours, and it's almost like you have to learn to love them again because they aren't the person that you imagined. And it's not their fault. I suppose it's not really your fault either. It's just the way it is. New York knows you, small stem to tepid titan, coaxing the clouds from the sky and the stars to the sidewalk. They gather, gasping at your glow as you break free and breathe for the first time on your own terms. Small smile, small girl, big dreams at the ball on the roof, gazing at the gallant night that belongs to you. Take the night, take the stars from the sidewalk. Decorate your darling face and walk, walk, walk to bloom in the blue of the morning light. The sun sends him screaming from our ship, chasing his youth into the bathroom. Blonde brushes into grey and he blushes as I swim closer. I kiss,
coded along his bow. India, Sierra, Tango, India, Lima, Lima. Whiskey, Oscar, Uniform, Lima, Delta. Safe in a lifeboat, back in my arms. He sinks back under the covers and starts another sensuous storm. I think sometimes one of the most important parts of a relationship is reminding somebody that, you know, things change, but that doesn't mean that your relationship has to change. You can still love somebody the same as when you first saw them. But I think sometimes they need to be told that, you know, because, I mean, everyone's just a person, right? And sometimes it's scary to be a person because it's like, oh my God, every day I get closer and closer to death. But, like, you know, you can be that kind of lifeboat for another person. You can say, it's okay, don't let yourself get lost on this, it's all right, you know? And I think that's really important. Can you fit my heart into yours? There's a missing piece. Several, actually. And I've begged them to come home so we can be complete, but oh my God, they're just like me. Off at parties they never wanted to attend, reliving rickshaw rides and dances at bus stops that are only wonderful in their heads. Hearts with heads. God, they're just like me. I see your missing pieces too. You don't have to tell me where they are or where you've been, but maybe we can ignore what was lost and try and make a picture from the pieces that remain. I have had a cold for like the last, I don't know, it feels like several years, but it's probably only been about a week, maybe, I don't know. And I've been really busy with lots of different things, but on the next episode, and I promise that's not going to be like in 4 weeks, it's going to be like in a couple of days, maybe. I am really excited to share some of the contest entries with you. So that'll be really fun. And I have some other new stuff that I wrote. So it's just going to be a whole bunch of people's new stuff all around. It's going to be a lot of fun and shenanigans. And, you know, as much fun and shenanigans as you can have with poetry. It can be fun, right? I don't know. But that's for next episode. For now, I have something different. I'm no longer nervous of knowledge, precognitive of your pretty pout, when I drown myself in happy honey and emerge a giddy goddess, delving into your dreams in an open-top ride to steer you away from the tram you almost tripped under while running away from the man you tried to hide from me. We are in your veins, chasing away the wet puppy stares you gave from the gutter, the forsaken frown at your father's front door. I dress you in the skin of the one who has been mine, and it finally fits. I'm knee-deep in knowing you, your coffee order warming my palms as I wait, unpainted and enough, and just shy of saying, maybe I was right. I kiss you, kiss you, kiss you, kiss you, kiss you. kiss you 7 times. At last, the one who is mine. It was emotionally important to me for there to be a happy ending to Notes to My Muse as a collection, because, I mean, there were some bleak moments in that, you know, because I think if people are honest, there is a certain bleakness to the relationship between a creative person and the person that inspires them. I think it can be wonderful and beautiful, but it can also be horrifying. And, you know, but it was important to me for it to end nicely, you know, for the writer to be unafraid of, you know, falling in love with a new version of their muse, because they had truly discovered who they were as a person outside of the page and outside of their head, and they realized that they loved that person just as much as the one they had created. So it all ended up nice. Okay, cats, I'll see you on the next episode, and let's not leave it so long next time, huh? She says, knowing that that is completely dependent on her. I won't, I promise. But, you know, in the meantime, if you're looking to find more of me, then you can at my website, which is jenniferwan.com. You can also find me on social media, usually with the username Miss J Squared. That will work pretty much anywhere, to be honest. Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I don't know any other social media, but there we are. A special little bit of love to my friend Amanda for all her love and support, and I will see you guys real soon.